me. I am the scream, I am the wake of everything. They bring me powers that I myself, bodies of blood that I myself. Paying for the lamb that is myself. Paying for the lamb that is myself. From the years of the five, they said, no blood. And I can see like seeing the light. Turn the head, they be never alive. With the trees, trees. I'm a man of leaves and a boy by law. No mom.
Apologize for my hairdo. I had an appointment in New York this morning, but we decided to come to Asbury Park last night because we couldn't resist a night in the fabulous Berkeley Arms. I forget what the title of that hotel is, but yeah, that one. It's got telephones that say Myrtle Beach Hilton. That's when you know that you're in a place that is really hooked into class. It made me worry that you're gonna have a championship golf course coming into town. And I have to get my plaid pants out of the trunk. Anyway, so I didn't go for my appointment because actually I was really looking forward to having breakfast at the, what is it, the Ocean View? What's that place called? Ocean Pavilion. It's not open till April 1st. But as I said earlier today, you know where I'm going to be April 1st. I'm no fool. I will be at Ocean Pavilions waiting for it to open so I can have French toast.
Thank you.
not. I can't remember any jokes. Please do not take the next song personally. Looking around at all of you and thinking, you know, am I doing here? Yeah, that's it. That's not what I was thinking. Hold on. I'll tell you later. I promise.
Yeah.
see any Christmas blockbusters? No. He was the greatest.
Yeah! Yeah!
He was the greatest.
Yes!
I mean, you know, some people are their title. It doesn't matter how they, you know, it's like Elvis, King of Rock and Roll. It doesn't matter if other people deserve it or not, or if this person was first or second. He got the crown. You can't take it away from him. Muhammad Ali, the greatest.
Yeah!
You can't take it away from him. And George Foreman makes the best hamburgers! Yeah!
Thank you.
instructors that dance, or they want to dance music? Fordham? Oh yeah, we got a job at Fordham, and they wanted like a band to dance to, and we didn't have a drum yet. We were really bad. Yeah. And they were like really booing, they were really aggravated. That didn't really bother me. What really bothered me is I went in the bathroom to take a piss, and some girl offered to comb my hair for me. She thought I would have a better chance out on the dance floor. She worked on my hair a little. So my whole New Jersey hair thing is like just one sad hair tail after another.
Thank you.
VH1. These people ain't fucking rock and roll stars. They don't know shit about rock and roll. What they know marketing. They know how to fucking market their ass. And I'm telling you, we're moving into the future, man, and all those people are going to be left behind with their fucking money and their fucking videos and their fucking lifestyles. And we're going to fucking leave it behind, because I'm telling you, any fucking one of you can do this shit. If I can do it, man, any asshole can do it. Important things to worry about, but I thought we'd have some fun tonight. And instead of worrying about the world and all its problems, we're just gonna worry about rock and roll and all of its fucking problems.
I never heard that line.
Yeah.
a nice thing.
Go, girl. We love you.
We're putting out this record. Well, I mean, we're not putting it out. The record company's putting it out, and it's got a bunch of songs on it, a bunch of other stuff on it, and other stuff on it, and this other shit on it. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing it up isn't to make a commercial. The reason I'm bringing it up is I don't get to pick the date it comes out. They pick it. I get to pick what's on. Well, you get to pick what's on it. We get to put it together, and they get to pick the date. And the date they picked randomly out of the hat was March 19th. Now, March 19th has a lot of cool stuff. It's St. Joseph's Day. It's the date that the Swallows come back to Capistrano. It's the birthday of Sir Richard Burton, who wrote, not only did a one of the great translations of A Thousand and One Nights, but wrote many, many books, like My Pilgrimage to Mecca, on all these books, I'm sure, that are on your shelf. And lastly, but not leastly, March 19th is my mom's birthday. So I think that will bring us good luck. Anyway, here's a little song for you. Like maybe 7 or 8 minutes into the future. So sometimes you have to go, we're in the present. Thank you.
getting away, yeah.
All right, let's see. You did it so perfect. You began it so perfect last time. How's everybody doing? You all right? Now, don't forget, when you get home, drink a lot of water, right? And listen, I found out something. I don't know if I knew this last time I was here, but the best kind of water, a really good kind of water to drink, is distilled water. You go to like the deli and you know those big giant things and it says distilled water? It's not just for the iron. People like say, I don't want to drink distilled water, that's for the iron. But you know why it's for the iron? Because you can only put the purest water in the iron or it'll fuck the iron up. So man, it must be great for human beings. So get yourself some distilled water and, you know, a little unpaid political announcement.
Well, car battery still, right?
Little song for all our... Go ahead, I'm sorry, Lenny. All our friends... All our Green Party friends. Any people from the Green Party here? Come on, man, make yourself be counted in. Let yourself be known.
Yeah.
and I love this town. I have to say, it's really beautiful. It's really a beautiful town. It was better in the 70s. Was this town better in the 70s? Was it more ramshackled in the 70s? No. Was it more obscure, lonely, and forgotten in the 70s? No. Well, then how could it have been better? I'd like to dedicate this little song to my niece, Simone Smith. Here.
Silver Boy.
Said, Patricia, you have the dirtiest neck I have ever seen. And I wasn't allowed to go out till I washed it. You think you have it rough.
Just like my father.
Thank you.
violins. I hear him in the distance. Thank you.
practice, right? You were just practicing. Now this is the real one, because you know what? It is now 5 minutes after midnight. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you for having me.
Happy birthday.
Should find out what's going on, be aware, and see if you what you can do to help. Keep plugged in, because if you don't, it's going to be gone, and some jive piece of shit will be here instead. And of this I can tell you, because you know, I'm almost 97 years old, and I've seen it all.
Yeah.
boys in the hall. Started like put his hand through it and it came out and it was silver and wriggling in his hand. It was sort of fluctuating. I don't know if I should drink that or not. It just it's a little it's dangerous. And it might be good for my mind, but I'm not quite sure. Look at that mercurial squiggle in his hand. Walked on down the hall and tea had made his mouth dry. He dropped the mercury in the pubis. The mirror that it melted in his hands and dropped it in the river. And the hot tea was boiling at what one time, and he just watched it all dissolving.
Try it.
birthday. Your birthday too. And it's my birthday. Happy birthday to me.
Go to this here party.
sorrow that your bottom dollar that tomorrow. Troubles and the sorrow till they're gone. Whenever that I'm gay and sad and lonely, I stick up my chin and grin.